Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
This young woman that I loved almost more than my life itself, I was devastated. And I think any other parent going through this knows that it does feel like a death. When you lose your child to addiction, they kind of are, not kind of, they are no longer who they were. Their brain is hijacked by this illness and by the drugs. And the behaviors that you see, it's so outrageous. And no way did I ever think anything like that could happen to us. And I'll tell you what, I was really angry with God, really angry. I was in a wonderful church family that supported me during this time. But I was trying to figure out, you know, I raised my kids in the church. I thought I had done everything right. I thought as a Christian, I would be somehow immune to this kind of thing. And my thinking was, you know, God, how could you let this happen? How could you let this happen to me? I used to go into the garage by myself and scream and cry and rage at God. I started smoking again. I hadn't smoked for 20 years, and it felt sort of strangely comforting to be hurting myself in that way with cigarettes again. And so I'd go into the garage and rage at God and smoke cigarettes. And until one day, there was this day when I was out there pretty much at the end of myself. I guess I would describe it as my bottom. Pretty much at the end of myself, on my knees, asking, what do I do? What do I do? Just tell me what to do. Because I am so completely powerless over this. I had been trying to chase Annie. I've been trying to fix it. I had been trying to make her stop. And of course, none of those things worked. And I really felt God speaking to me that day. What welled up in my spirit was, give her to me. Give her to me. And that's what I did. And there was this spiritual transaction that took place in the garage that day. I think I even extended my arms into the garage. Here you go, you know. And for a mother to do that, you know, we are the fixers. We are the rescuers. We want everything to be okay for our kids, and we want to protect them and keep them safe. And I had to be so completely sure that I was unable to do that. And what followed that event in the garage was a feeling of freedom and of weight being lifted off my shoulders in this very profound way. I had never really experienced God that way before.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.